Next patient is Mary Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, Watson Mary. Please make a copy for Dr. Danny Buck, D-A-N-N-I-E, Buck, B-U-C-K. Next, date of birth is 6/11/48, date of visit 3/14/22. Next, paragraph. Dear Danny, thank you for sending Mary Watson for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and fatigue. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old lady who has a history of diabetes, hypertension, COPD, obesity, and a history of valvular heart disease. Was having progressive shortness of breath with exertion and a dry cough for at least 3 to 4 months. The patient was recently in acute respiratory failure and was taken to the Advent Hospital emergency room in respiratory distress and required intubation and ventilator support. The chest x-rays at the time showed patchy bilateral infiltrates and the patient was treated for respiratory failure, and subsequently she was extubated and transferred to rehab, where she stayed for over 2 weeks. She has been on diuretics as well, but not on any home oxygen presently. And she does ambulate with the help of a cane and denies any leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history significant for high-risk murders and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She has she had a hysterectomy in the past and fracture of the collarbone. And next paragraph, habits. The patient was a prior smoker, 1 to 2 packs per day for 25 years, and quit. Alcohol is occasional. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history, father died in an accident, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, medalist included Coreg 12.5 milligrams BID, pravastatin 10 milligrams, such as Gardasil CD 180 milligrams a day, glipizide 10 milligrams BID, and pioglitazone 30 milligrams daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams a day, metformin 500 milligrams BID, potassium 20 milliequivalents daily, metalazone 5 milligrams daily, doxazosin 4 milligrams BID, and Tassilon Pearls, 200 milligrams TID. Pravastatin, 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Review system. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no fever. She has no double vision, no cataracts. She has hoarseness and no nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has no hay fever, but has cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. She also has nausea, reflux, abdominal pains, diarrhea, and constipation. There's no chest pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression and no easy bruising. She has muscle stiffness and joint pains and no headaches, seizures, memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly African American female is alert, pale, and mildly dyspneic dressed. Blood pressure 150 by 80, pulse 92, respiration 22. And temperature 97.8, weight is 195, saturation 95. H. in Vietnam is phallic, people's reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck supple, no venous distance, no thyromegaly. Chest. Equal movements with the diminished breath sounds from the periphery, with occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expiration. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Bowel sounds active. And the extremities, you will no edema, no cap tenderness. And reflex of the 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial and nose grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is number 1 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is let's see, number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3 hypertension, and number 4, history of mitral regurgitation and diastolic dysfunction. And next paragraph, planned patient will the patient will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and a chest X-ray. She has been advised to continue with the above mentioned medications, and also advised to start on an nebulizer with albuterol and Ativan solution 3 times daily. A copy of a recent CT test will be requested. And the patient was also advised to go for a polysomnographic study and advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 8 weeks. I'm sorry, approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Follow-up is arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Danny Buck, D-A-N-N-I-E, Buck, B-U-C-K, M-D. Thank you.